On Jepson School of Leadership Studies Week, school segregation is still happening, but in a different arena. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tom Shields, Associate Professor of Education, explains.
School divisions nationwide are engaging in voluntary integration efforts, and for good reason. Schools are more segregated now than ever before. This is true even as the proportion of ethnic minority youth continues to climb. Ironically, more than half of school-age youth now comprise the ethnic minority. School segregation is a byproduct of housing segregation, an enduring phenomenon in many metropolitan areas across the nation. More often than not, that means children live in neighborhoods and attend school zones with peers who look a lot like them. But with shifting demographics, the nation's suburbs are slowly becoming more diverse. That's also the case in urban areas thanks to increasing gentrification. School districts are undertaking efforts to integrate schools through voluntary measures. One of these methods for integration is rezoning. Rezoning tends to raise concerns ranging from the potential for decreases in quality of instruction to financial burden to separation of friends and neighbors. Amidst these concerns, it may help parents to consider how children profit from integrated schools. For example, putting children from diverse backgrounds into a shared space, such as a classroom, promotes contact between racial and ethnic groups, increasing the likelihood of cross-cultural friendships. As school divisions across the country engage in voluntary integration efforts to address demographic changes, it may be prudent to look for hope and clarity in the science of friendship. All children stand to benefit from friendships that cut across racial and ethnic boundaries.
That was Tom Shields of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.